This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. President Joe Biden congratulated the 2023 graduating class of the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs Thursday. In his half-hour commencement address, Biden acknowledged the 23 cadets as the most diverse in the institution's history, with the highest number of both female and minority graduates.
That's why we're strong. That's why we're who we are. That's why we'll never give up. That's why.
This year's class also included the highest number of cadets selected to continue on to graduate school. The rest move on to pilot training or onto their assignments in either the Air Force or Space Force. Denver wants to slow traffic to save lives and reduce injuries, CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
People are dying on Denver streets at record levels. More than 80 deaths in each of the last 2 years. Now, outgoing Mayor Michael Hancock is recommitting to his six-year-old pledge to eliminate traffic deaths. One big new goal in a new city plan is to lower speed limits on all major roads to just 25 miles per hour. But that would require CDOT's approval on state-owned roads like Colorado and Federal Boulevards. And it also depends on whether Denver's next mayor agrees. Hancock leaves office in July. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
The trail up to Hanging Lake is set to reopen today. The path was closed for 12 days due to flooding. Reservations are required. There are plans to renovate the path to avoid future closures from water damage. This is CPR News. It's 9:06.